The Burt Show.
We got Messy Mikey on the road this morning, and we will check in with him in a couple of minutes. We've got ourselves a good old-fashioned challenge for him. And I am guessing that if you're in the I don't know, anything under maybe 35, you've never used a paper map before. And Messy Mikey certainly is in that category. So we're going to see how well he negotiates today. How are you guys doing? How you doing, Abby?
I'm doing good. Yep. I'm feeling a little offended about the map comment because I have used an electronic map before, which I feel like is the same.
It really isn't.
Nope.
No, it's not. When you're talking about an electronic map, you're saying like Waze or Google Maps or...
No, because I feel like when I'm walking around, if I bring out a map but I need to like find a direction, I can use it without the GPS telling me where to go.
Okay.
I feel very equipped, very capable.
Until you've like unfolded like that 17-fold Rand McNally map that completely obscures your vision and then try to turn it to see what direction you're going, or you try to use like your fingernail to measure the amount of miles, that's the kind of map.
I guess we will get into this. Okay. And the other challenge with the map also, maybe this is the bigger challenge than actually trying to find your way around with a paper map, was folding it back and actually doing it right on the very first try.
Oh, impossible.
Impossible.
Impossible. Dude, I remember when I was in college, MapQuest had just come out.
Oh, that was the worst, man, because it always left you like a quarter mile short. So it basically would say, go this way, go this way, go this way. And then when you get here, just ask somebody.
Yeah, ask somebody.
And we'd have to go to the library to print it out because none of us had printers in our dorm. And people would always leave their MapQuest directions like on the printer. Yeah. But we had this viral chain of one email with directions on how to get to the Atlanta airport from our school that literally got passed around. Hey, can you forward me that email with directions to the airport? My parents are flying in because nobody knew how to get anywhere.
Shoot, maybe we should have had Abby in that car today also to really experience. Have you ever used a paper map before?
I feel like I've had one in a car before, but listen, I'm a real Lewis and Clark type. I would have been just fine. When it comes to directions, like me and my compass are one and the same. I always know where I'm going. I'm not directionally challenged at all. I feel like I would be just fine. Not that I'm saying I want to go out into the world. I want to sit right here in my comfy chair in the air conditioning, but I would be fine.
Okay, I think we're going to have a redo with this with Abby in a couple of weeks. Have you ever used one?
I've never used a paper map.
Never used a paper map.
I was going to say, Abby would probably do better than me. I've never used a paper map. MapQuest, I remember. That's like, I feel like that's when I started using directions, but no, never used a paper map.
All right, I'm considerably older than you guys, so that's all I had. When I drove from San Diego to Washington, D.C. back in the day for my first job, well, my second job in radio, all I had were paper maps, and they used to have this book of maps also. It was called Rand McNally, right? And it wasn't one big map. It was a whole, it was like almost like an atlas of roads.
I remember that.
It's called an atlas.
It is called an atlas.
And then they also had the Thomas Guide.
Yeah.
For particular cities, but I found out for this with Mikey in search of maps for him, they don't make those anymore, obviously, except for L.A. and like one other city.
My son, who is now driving, and he's got a girlfriend that lives about, I don't know, about 20 miles away from us. And, you know, I have control of his phone. So when it's on, it's on. When it's off, it's off. If he goes over his time limit. And when his time limit is over, he didn't know how to get back from our house. So he hits me up and he's like, hey, can you turn my phone on? And because I need to get back, I need to use Waze. And then he asked me when he got home, he's like, how did you guys do this back in the day? Like, how did you know where to go? And I swear to you, I couldn't remember. Like, if there was a party at the beach or there was a party, 16 miles from my house, I don't really recall exactly how I got there, except maybe using a map and relying on friends and then writing down the directions on a piece of paper and then driving to where I was supposed to be.
And it's weird how reliant you become on that, too. Like, I think I used GPS to get from my house to this radio station for 5 years. And the other day, I was talking to my husband. I'm like, the road by our house. And he's like, what's the name of it? I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. South Cobb. You know? But you become so reliant on, like, Waze and GPS. But you brought up a good point. I think I should probably get a map for all of our cars in case the phone dies.
Right, right. So Messy Mikey is out on the road right now. He's got our intern. intern with him, and he's got Amber, who is recording this whole thing, and he's been blindfolded up until now, so he has no way of knowing exactly what part of town he's in.
We met at 5 a.m. here at the radio station, and I gave DeAndre, our intern, a brown manila envelope that includes the map that Mikey needs to use. But I wanted to confuse him a little more, so I put in three maps.
Okay.
He doesn't know. He maybe could use all of them, but one of them is really going to help him out.
I may have to try to find a couple of maps and bring them in here tomorrow also just for you guys, just to see if you can fold it and unfold it.
I love artifacts.
Just to give you an idea.
You're going to be like Indiana Jones.
Right.
I love history.
I'm going to have to go to the Smithsonian to get it.
Indiana Jones and the Rand McNally map.
Just to give you an idea of how directionally challenged Mikey is, he made a wrong turn coming to work.
No.
And he comes here every day.
Did you tell him out of the studio turn right and the parking lot is downstairs? Is that where we started? All right, Mikey, how you doing, bro?
Hey, man, I got to get this blindfold off.
Okay.
So I gave him.
Can I take her off?
We didn't have. No, not yet. We didn't have a traditional blindfold. I had a red bandana, and we may have sent you into crypt territory. That might be where you're parked right now.
No. Oh, that map ain't going to help you, buddy.
No.
All right. So
I am disillusioned. This is a recipe for car sickness, man.
So you guys are at the location and stopped now?
That's what they say.
Okay, then I think he can take the blindfold off.
He said he's disillusioned. I think you meant disoriented.
I can take it off?
Yeah, you can take it off.
All right, Mikey.
What is this? Where are we?
You're in an undisclosed neighborhood sitting in a cul-de-sac.
What, you're trying to get the cops called on us?
First, you have to find your way out of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're going to have to find your way out of the neighborhood using the map. It's all right there on the map, and then you're going to have to drive back to the radio station only using the map. No Waze, no electronic map at all, okay?
All right, and he's sitting in the passenger seat right now, so go ahead and switch spots. Get out and get in the driver's seat, and DeAndre, you get in the passenger seat or wherever you're going to sit.
That's another thing that was so dangerous.
This looks like a pretty new neighborhood. Are you sure this is on a map?
It is on a map. It is indeed.
What if I can't get out of here?
Well, then we'll see you tomorrow.
It is.
Maybe.
Thanksgiving.
It's a well-established neighborhood. It's been around for a while.
Okay.
I have a couple friends that live in said neighborhood.
Okay. One of the other things when you were cruising around back in the day with these maps is like now I'm thinking about it, how dangerous it was because you were using the map as you were driving.
Oof.
So it's not just like looking down at your phone, which is taking your eyes off the road anyway, which is dangerous enough. Now you're fiddling with a map on your right side that is so big.
It took up the whole windshield.
It would take up the whole windshield.
Everyone's always like, oh, phones are such a distraction. I'm like, did you ever have the CD case of 300 CDs that you were flipping through trying to find the right soundtrack?
True, Cassie.
And we thought we'd make it extra hard, Mikey, so I ordered up a batch of rain while you're driving.
And Atlanta traffic.
Yeah, Tommy is powerful, man. All right, so Messy Mikey, you are now. Let's officially put him on the timer.
All
okay,
right.
You're on the clock now. It is 6:08. So let's see how long it takes you to get back here to the station in Sandy Springs. Can we at least say how far he is from here?
I would say normally it would take like at 5 o'clock in the morning when they were driving there. It should have taken them 33 minutes to get there.
Okay. Now you factor in Atlanta traffic this early in the morning, at least an hour 15.
At least.
Okay.
And I had on the way there, I had DeAndre take a couple extra turns to disorient him more. So he wouldn't have no idea where he's at.
Mikey,
dude, we were doing circles a second ago. I got dizzy as a bird.
All right, do you actually have map in hand right now? Because this would be first
time. I need my map.
All right, go ahead.
He's handing me the map right now.
Yeah, open it up and give us your first impression of what a paper map looks like.
We're in a yellow manila envelope. All right, we got a vicinity map. That doesn't sound helpful. That sounds pretty general to me. We got a Atlanta regional map. Enlargements. All right, well, whatever that is. And we got a Alabama-Georgia map. Hopefully it's not that one.
You want to tell him which one he should use now?
No.
Oh, he has to guess. He's just licking.
He has to figure it out.
Okay. Tommy is hardcore when it comes to these things, man. All right, so your first challenge is to try to figure out which map to use. So back in the day, we would look at a street sign, and then you would try to find that on one of your maps, and that is your starting place.
I will give him one hint. There are three maps. You could, when you get to certain roads, you could use any of the three. But to start out, you have to use one.
Okay. So that's your first challenge, is try to figure out where you are. Okay?
Okay. I'm thinking I'm going vicinity map first, and then I'll go Atlanta. Regional first, and then vicinity.
All right. You work on that. We're going to do entertainment buzz. And then by the time we check back with you, you should at least know where you are and have started your way back. Okay?
All right.
All right. Godspeed.
The Burt Show.